entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Dunedin Plumbing is three generations of master plumbers that provide full-service plumbing repairs. Whether it be kitchen and bath remodeling, sewer and drain cleaning, toilet repair or replacement, slab leak detection, faucet repairs or installations, they can do it. Visit their showroom at 483 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin or give them a call at 727-734-2879 or visit their website, dunedinplumbing.com. License number RF0037427. See the Dunedin Plumbing ad in the BCC coupon book. You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 US Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book.
Hey, Tampa Bay, do you have a cleaning project that needs to get done? Give Keith's Cleaning Service a call, 727-470-5071 for honest, hardworking, and tenacious service from Keith's Cleaning Service. Call now for a quote, 727-470-5071. That's 727-470-5071 for Keith's Cleaning Service. Some of the best cleaning services in Tampa Bay.
It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Wow. Thank you.
Ask me how I beat diabetes. I put that on my shirt. Matt, the guy that saves our company every week.
Yes, sir.
Miracle Matt. Remember that's your new name? Well, no, Magical Matt.
Magical Matt. There you go.
Magical.
Yeah. But anyhow, it's kind of neat. I do this diabetes treatment where it's a 3-hour treatment, and yes. What it does is it activates your pancreas.
Oh, okay.
So, and I forget the word. What's the word?
That neuropathy.
The neuropathy goes away. Now, it does come back once in a while.
It eventually won't go away.
Yeah, but it goes away. Yeah. And it's scary because I think to myself when I have put the headset on, when I have the neuropathy, right?
I'm going to put it on too.
Yeah. So when I have it, I'm thinking, why can't that happen to my heart? Mm. You know, I think, oh man, that's I guess that's how a heart attack is.
Yeah.
It just comes.
Oh man.
It's freaky to have that neuropathy. Right. Have you ever had neuropathy, Matt?
No, but you guys got to be careful with the headphones in there, please.
What happened?
Nothing. We've had issues with headphones. You guys got to be careful with them. That's all.
Okay. Careful with the headphones. Okay. That's good. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, it goes away, and it really. So I had this swelling in my foot, and my buddy came over to the house, and I'm just sitting there. We're watching the football game, and he goes, "You know, your foot's really swelled up, right?" And I was scared, like, you know.
Cause yeah, that's a sign of congestive heart failure.
Right. So now this, I don't know what the diabetes thing then did, but since I've been doing the treatment, the swelling went away. Why is that?
It's a circulation thing. So
does diabetes affect the circulation?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
So anyhow, so I have no more. Remember I pulled my leg up when you asked me for the testimonial?
Right.
So the swelling went away. The neuropathy went away.
I had a guy call me on Saturday. He's taken two treatments, and that's all. And he literally was crying to me on the phone. He said, for the first time, I got up this morning, and I could walk across the room without grabbing onto the chair after two treatments. He was literally crying.
Wow.
I mean, that kind of stuff just turns me on big time. You know?
Right. And then, you know, in the African-American community, you know how Jackie Robinson passed away, by the way? Jackie Robinson passed away from diabetes.
Oh, wow.
His last year of his life, he was blind.
Mm.
And they show something where he went to like a baseball event, and that's the only way I know it. And he was at a baseball event, they were honoring his name, and then he died 2 weeks later of diabetes. Mm. They contributed, they actually give it a contributing factor.
Sure.
They'll say diabetes. Mm. But the number one culture, is that a proper, I'm so worried about woke, but the number one culture, you know, cancel this, cancel that, you know, but the number one culture, is that the right word, or race?
Community. Or,
yeah. How would you say, is the black community?
Yeah.
African-American community.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's, thank you.
Has 17.9% effective rate of diabetes, where the rest of the country has 11%.
Hmm.
So it is very, the worst
double,
of all.
Almost double.
11 to 17, not quite, but.
Pretty close.
The worst is the American Indian. American,
really?
Yeah. They're ridiculous. I mean, it's like almost 20% of them are diabetic.
Wow.
Diagnosed diabetic. There's probably a whole lot more that are undiagnosed, you know? Mm.
Yeah.
And there are countries like Turkey, for example, that 40% of the people there have diabetes.
Mm. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know where the number one sugar, I watched it on TV, is Mexico.
Wow.
And they drink Coca-Cola. You know, Coca-Cola is like, I wish I could Google it right now, I don't have my phone, but the number one, they say, because I watched a documentary on sugar,
mm-hmm.
and the worst one is Mexico. Oh, they drink soda.
Yeah,
I don't mean that like, you know.
Yeah, they drink
again.
Tea.
Yeah.
They drink a lot of tea, too. Sweet tea.
Right. So it's what you drink, too. If you know, have you ever seen how much sugar is in soda? Have you ever?
Oh, I haven't seen it, no.
Huh?
I have.
Yeah, if you tell people, they almost don't believe you. It's like what? How many teaspoons of sugar in a?
I think it's like 4 heaping teaspoons of sugar in one Coke or something.
Right.
Like.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
I stopped drinking soda, though.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in good shape.
Yeah.
Right? And that's because of your profession, you think, too?
That. Also, how I started my business, I was on a bicycle, and probably for like 3-4 years.
God bless you, man.
Yeah, so I was bicycling, a mower, a weed eater, a hedger, and all that weight. And, you know, people used to say, man, you're trying to live long. I said, well, you know, I'm trying to survive.
Trying to live.
Wow, ain't that a neat story?
That's a neat story.
Do you know where Red Snack Shack is in South St. Pete?
No.
So anyhow, he was a big advertiser of mine, and he's a real spiritual guy, too. So he plays spiritual music inside his thing, and some people complain about it, but he doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
So how he started his, and it was the St. Petersburg Times wrote an article, a 2-page article on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And guess how he started? He went to Albertsons and bought $10 worth of this is the story in the St. Pete Times.
Mm-hmm.
He bought $10 worth of chopped meat, and then next door was a laundromat. And do you know what he did? He plugged in a grill, right? And you already know the story because I love his smile.
No, I don't know the story.
But I'm just saying to you, he doubled his money. This is the article in the paper.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. And then he doubled his money.
Oh, wow.
He had no money. He had $10 when he started Red Snack Shack.
Okay.
And now it's the number one chicken store in South St. Pete.
Nice.
What a story, huh?
That's a great
wonderful
story.
Right. And it doesn't matter his color, but he happens to be African American.
Yeah.
So that just shows you, if you suit up and show up, if there's a will, there's a way.
There's a way, yeah, definitely.
You can beat half the people just by working. Mm-hmm. Most people don't want to work.
That's true.
They just want to lay around, right?
That's true.
Right, right.
And if you've got a passion about something, you can beat another 40%. In other words, I want to do this and nothing's going to stop me, kind of an attitude.
Right.
That last 10%, though, that's a dogfight, you know? but when you get that 10%, you know you're successful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this has already brought up a good topic because Randall Rose is on the phone for you right now.
Brian. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Ramblin' Rose. How are you, my friend?
Doing pretty good, Brian. How you doing?
Yes, we have. Can I tell your story?
Yeah, sure.
Do you want to hear a cool story? You're a military man, correct?
You're talking to me?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a military.
So you know what it means to show up for duty, right? You hear the word duty. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's your duty. It's your responsibility, right?
Oh, yes. My father was a disciplinarian, deacon for 50 years, all that. So I got taught and grew up on a farm, so I got taught about getting done or making sure you have a great effort from a young age.
Very good. And I really believe that's part of the deal, too.
Mm-hmm.
Being trained, and I hate to use the word
foundation.
The foundation. Mm-hmm. Can you listen, Mr. Ramblin' Rose, military man, can you listen to this story of how this gentleman got his landscaping business going and tell me, and then give us your input, what you think of it. Go ahead.
Okay, well, first I started to push a mower in the streets, knocking on doors. Wanted to cut yards, or any type of work. It wasn't just yard work. I definitely wasn't trying to limit myself just to yard work. I wanted any kind of thing, a hammer, or to do some construction or anything anybody had for me. I was going to do that work, but I had that mower too as well, and that started to get me a lot of customers in the community. And then I moved on to a bicycle and a little trailer in the back. Someone ended up building that for me. And that helped out a lot because I was able to fit a 21-inch mower in there and a weed eater and a hedger. And then over time, business started to grow. I did my business a lot in just economically just right in the area I was at because I figured, well, you know, that's the smartest thing you can do to start your business right where you at. So
I agree.
That's what I did. Then eventually, like I said, my business grew, clientele grew. So next thing you know, actually one of my clients ended up purchased me a truck to get me going. Yeah. Got my license back as well.
You know, blessed you. He blessed you with a truck.
Yes, blessed me with a truck.
Right.
Yes, sir. And so when that happened, things just took off. But I started in Jacksonville, Florida. I had some good other clients that actually let me come in their home. I had a son, too, that I was looking out for. You know, his mama passed away, God rest her soul. So they rented a U-Haul, drove me over here. And with my with my bicycle trail in the back, 1995 U-Haul, and you know, I was able to continue the business here. But I started over for clients, looking for clients again. You know, I was thinking to myself, I almost was doubting a little bit. I'm like, man, that's a mountain I climbed in Jacksonville. I'm coming here to climb this mountain. This is gonna be something else. But I know that life, that's what it's all about. You know, and you just gotta just be willing to perform and do what you got to do to survive. So I end up getting clients here on this side, and everything started to grow. Actually, here is where I got the truck. So, my client blessed me with the truck. So, you know, that was a great thing for my client to do.
And
so,
how old is your son today?
My son is 6.
Unbelievable.
So this is probably about I started 2016, so now we're in 2023, and I got the truck in 2022. So obviously business is a year. It's almost
so
like a college term.
For 5 years, you mm-hmm. were riding a bicycle.
I was riding a bicycle.
What do you think mm-hmm. about that?
That's a fantastic story.
Yes, sir.
It warms my heart.
Yes, sir.
To see people who want to do something with their life, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody wants to, you know, think mm-hmm. about doing something, but they won't mm-hmm. do it, you know.
Mm-hmm. I actually read something when I was really down before doing the business, and it talked about, I forget the country, but it's right above South Africa. It sort of like explained a story of, you know, the Mexicans when they come here to America, mm-hmm. and these people was going to South Africa, and they walked far just to go, like, because they wanted to go to school, you know, because their country didn't have school. So I thought to myself, man, I'm down like this. These people can walk and go through so much to another country just for school. What can I not do here sitting right here in America? You know what I mean? No excuses no more.
Believe it or not, people don't really understand the amount of power the human will has.
Mm-hmm.
The human will can move mountains if you set your mind to it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Right. It says in the Bible, if you have faith of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain.
That's it. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. I didn't know if we can get into religion here. Yeah,
why not? Why not?
You never know. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, the woke crowd. You got to get used to the woke crowd these days. You never know who you're offending.
I got words for the woke crowd. Yeah.
We'll keep that to ourselves.
But the scriptures is definitely real.
Right.
The scriptures is real, man. It's not a false thing. The scriptures is real.
Look, man. Yeah. Look, right. I started as a young man and didn't have a lot of confidence, but every victory gave me more confidence. Everything I did gave me more confidence. Where, you know, today I retired from the military, entrepreneur, you know, I believe I can do anything.
Right. And then when you're at your darkest moment, right, you think you're at your darkest moment, that's the time to shine. That's the time that's to come true. Forward. That's where
failure is a blessing because you learn something when you fail, right?
Yeah. Right.
You never learn anything if you're always winning all the time and people are giving you stuff.
Yeah. You tell people that all the time. Show me somebody who's successful, and I'll show you somebody who's failed a lot of stuff.
Sure. Right.
And then success breeds success too. You hang out with successful people. In other words, I would tell my kids, "Show me your friends."
Right.
And I'll tell you your future.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Right.
Amen. You worried about that? My dad, you say that all the time.
Really? Casey, what did your dad say, Casey?
My dad used to tell me that all the time. He used to say, whoever you hang around with, that's who you're going to end up with.
And then, the top five people you hang out with, this is not always, of course, but that is also says what your income is.
Mm.
So who you hang out with will also dictate what your income is.
Interesting.
Interesting story, right?
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. Well, I wanted to go back and say something about the soda that you were talking about, Brian. It's 32 teaspoons of soda, teaspoons of sugar in a Coke.
32?
That's a lot.
32.
Are you kidding me? I said
four tablespoons, so maybe I don't know how that.
Wow.
I'm telling you, 32 sugar, that's teaspoons. The worst thing you can do. That's the worst thing. That's the worst thing you can drink. If you're diabetic, if you keep drinking sodas, you will be diabetic.
You'll be diabetic.
Yeah.
Wow. I got these shirts now from Ultimate Logo, right? And then he's the guy also that's going to be giving 100 turkeys, believe it or not. 100. Really? Think about that. And that's through the VFW of Dunedin Post 275.
Nice.
And his name is Michael. But anyhow, he did the shirts, and guess what it says on the back of my shirt, Casey?
What's the back of your shirt?
How I beat diabetes.
Ask me how I beat.
Oh, ask me how I beat diabetes. What do you think of that?
Uh-huh. Well, that's been a proven fact. Everybody in my family is diabetic except me.
And then he puts an ice cream ad in front of me. You can't even make this up. I got an ice cream ad.
Yeah.
Right? But tell us, can you do me a favor? Casey has a florist. Can you ask him some questions about his florist?
You're a florist, Casey, is that right?
Yeah, that's it. I own a florist. My wife owns one, too. We own two florists.
Really? Where are you located?
I have one on 2087 Drew Street. That's my wife's shop, Flowers by Francis. And then I'm located on 771 Main Street in downtown Dunedin, Main Street.
That's my stomping grounds. That's good. That's good. How long have you been in business?
Well, I've been in business a little over a year. My wife's been in business. The shop has been in business for about 10 years now, 13 years now. But her mother ran the shop, had another shop that she changed the name to. But she was in business in Pinellas County area since 1989.
Mm-hmm. Do you do flowers or plants or both? Or
we do it all. Flowers, plants, weddings, gifts. I sell a lot of different gifts in my shop. I sell drones. I sell sunglasses. I do all kinds of things to try to make money.
So right. Nice. You're a hustler.
Yeah.
You're a hustler.
I get a lot of walk-in traffic. We're right downtown. We're right next to Escape Route, where there's a juicery there, and people come in and out all the time. So we get about 100 people going by my window every day.
That's unusual for that much foot traffic. So you are in a good location.
Real good.
Very good location. Yeah, I was lucky to get it. I really was.
Yeah.
Lucky to get it. My wife, she doesn't get half that or even a quarter of that.
Wow.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. Do you have a question for, he's a landscaper, so you deal with flowers too.
Yeah.
Would you be able to get your flowers through a florist, or does it have to be through more of something else? Well, would you be able to supply? Flowers have nothing to do with landscaping, or do
does.
They?
It
they do, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure. We do. I do some of the things that he does, mm-hmm. but he doesn't do some of the things we do. I mean, his landscaping business is more of an outside thing of beautifying the outside of a home or
right.
outside of an area or maybe even inside, depending on who your client is. But they're going to want plants. I mean, he doesn't deal with flowers, but we do that as well. I've had clients that wanted big pots or stuff like that, so we know a little bit about it.
Can he take you? Can he call you? Would you be interested in like calling him just to see? Because you're here in Clearwater, he's right there in Dunedin.
Absolutely. If
right,
you know,
is it okay? If can you give him your number and stuff? Maybe you guys can hook up.
Sure. Yeah.
And he needs to buy flowers to beautify somebody's house. Why not buy them through you?
Right. Right. And
you never know. People, I always say you're going to need us at some point. You don't ever know when, but you'll need a florist at some point in your life.
Oh yeah.
Right. And it's beauty what you bring to the world. It's godly, actually.
Well, and I have a really good staff. My designer, like I said before, my designer's been doing this for 60 years.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give him your phone number, and tell us the name of your florist.
My florist is Rambling Rose Florist at Dunedin, 771 Main Street. That's my wife has a shop at 2087 Drew Street in Clearwater.
Okay. Well, thank you for being on the show, Casey. And you're welcome
you
to stay on
me,
hold if you want. But we're going to go to our next caller.
Good luck to your business, Casey.
We got Jilly Bean.
Nice meeting, Casey.
Hey, how's it going, Jilly Bean?
Go, or are you going to get here? Okay. Give me a few minutes.
Give me a few minutes, did she say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm helping customers in between.
No, I get it. That's it. You're a hustler, too.
Yeah.
Right?
She's on the
job. You're working the phone, you're on the radio. What do you think of the people you meet here at the radio show, Bill?
No, they're nice people. I really, really enjoy talking to them. They're people who are trying to, you know, move their business forward, and I think that's great, you know?
Right.
And they're willing to come down and, you know, spend some time here talking, hoping people will understand, you know, their passion, and that's great, you know?
Right. And then, like, what you do, what I like about you, Jilly Bean, you know what I like about her the best is that she makes everything fresh to order. There is a real difference. Right, so if you get a fresh hamburger right off the grill,
yep.
or if you get French fries, or you get the Philly cheesesteak, where you can't even bite into it because it's that hot and fresh.
Right.
So that's the deal with you, right? Wouldn't you say that everybody loves the fact that your stuff is fresh? And then, of course, the ice cream?
Yes, I would say.
That's your number one selling point. Everything is fresh, ready to go.
Yeah.
So what's the number one thing you sell there? Like would you say, like your number one?
I don't know. My ice cream is pretty popular.
Right.
The burgers are probably second, and cheesesteaks have gotten up there quite high.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to give my friend Bill here a $25 gift certificate. And I owe him, I think, a $50 one already. So, but we're going to give him a $25 gift certificate to eat at Jilly Bean's. But he has to answer the question. Is that okay with you, Jilly Bean?
Yeah.
All right, you ask him a question, so this way it's not set up. Something that he thinks he needs to know.
Oh, my gosh. I don't have time to think about that.
Okay, I'll ask him a question. How's
all
that?
All right, you ask him.
Yeah.
Okay. What is... Is Washington, is that a state? Is that a state, right?
Washington State, yeah.
Right, okay. And I don't know the answer, by the way. But what is the capital of Washington State?
I think it's Olympia.
Who knows? Can we... Mr. Matt, our magical Matt.
I think it is Olympia.
Ding, 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 it is Olympia.
Yeah.
Oh, Olympia, Washington.
Okay. What do you think, Jilly Bean?
That's awesome.
Geography. Yeah, he knows. So you want to? Do you think he has the guts to go for double or nothing on Jilly?
I don't know.
Would you?
Are you kidding? On a winning streak like that?
You would, or yes or no?
Absolutely.
Would you go double or nothing?
Double or nothing.
Either.
You would? Would you? Are you going to go double or nothing, or are you going to take the 25 and run?
Oh, I'll go double or nothing.
Ooh,
as long as you don't ask me, you know, with the sense that this of aspirin is or something, you know.
Oh, gosh. I don't even know what to ask you. Okay, I'll ask you this. What's a good question to ask? Anybody got like, an idea?
Listen, this is your game. You got to figure it out.
Okay, you come up with a question. Come on. Can't have silence in the radio. Come on.
Ooh, that's a good one. When did Gray? No, you don't have to say the year, but just say the decade of when Amtrak stopped running the trains here in Clearwater, Florida.
Ooh,
the decade.
Yeah,
Amtrak.
Yeah.
You know, there's one in downtown Dunedin where they stopped there and they left it there where right. the drop-off point was, right? You see that?
No,
they never knocked it down.
Oh, they didn't?
They just left it there, and it's a reminder that it was there. I don't know the answer
to that. So that's a historical site?
That's a historical site. Yeah. But if I had a guess, I'm going to give you my guess.
Okay.
I'm going to say the 60s.
That's what I was going to say, 60s.
And?
Wait.
The 80s.
The 80s.
Really? See?
No, you still win. You still win.
Yeah.
Ah, too bad. Yeah. So anyhow, tell us about jelly beans. Hello? You there?
She's serving customers.
Okay, yeah, she's customers. Serving customers. So tell us about these flyers, Bill. Right here.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a diabetic clinic in Tarpon Springs, and it's very unique because see, really, the only thing we do there is treat diabetes. We do have
that's right.
We do have we have some weight loss there because the diabetic medicines that we use, you know, create weight loss. You know, the Ozempic and all that kind of stuff. But we've got a very unique treatment where we treat diabetes with insulin as a hormone instead of a drug. Mm-hmm. A typical diabetic is going to shoot himself with insulin. Sometimes they shoot themselves 3 and 4 times a day. Before each meal, that kind of stuff. Yeah. And the reason is because the pancreas is not making the insulin that it used to make. Mm-hmm. It's called insulin resistance. If a type 2 diabetic, then that's probably what's wrong with you, is the pancreas is not producing the insulin. So what we do is we microdose the insulin in a treatment that basically trains the pancreas back to when it was working, you know, efficiently. And I'll give you an example. I was a type 2 diabetic eight months ago. I had big problems. Mm. I had eye problems. I had a stage 3 chronic kidney disease. I just put 2 stents in my heart. I was taking medication twice a day. Metformin, 1,000 milligrams twice a day. And my doctor finally said, look, you know, we're increasing your medication. We got to do something. So I heard about this treatment, and I actually drove to Jacksonville 2 times a week in the beginning to get my treatments done because I was such a need for this, and I believed in it because I'd done all the research, I'd read all the articles written about it, all the scientific articles written about it.
Right.
And today, 8 months later, you know, my A1C went from 8.6 to 5.9.
Wow.
That's the measure of a diabetic is, you know, if you have an A1C. My kidney functions are totally normal today. I was headed for dialysis.
Unbelievable.
And they are totally normal today. My eyesight got better. My fasting blood sugar today used to be 230, 250. Now it's 110. And I don't take any medications whatsoever. That's what this treatment has done for me. Okay.
Wow.
And my endocrinologist actually told me the other day, you know, I really don't consider you a diabetic anymore, Bill. Maybe a pre-diabetic, but not a diabetic.
Unbelievable.
And this treatment is what we offer people. And it's paid for by insurance, which is important, you know. And it's something that you can believe in. It's something that we have people down there, and they're passionate about, you know, getting better.
They make shirts that say, ask me how I beat diabetes.
Some people do that, yeah. But we have a free consultation. You know, you want to give us a call, it's 727-234-9100, 234-9100.
Love the phone number.
Yeah, and we have a website that's, you know, you can take a look at, and we've got all kinds of stuff on the website. It's www.diabetestreatmentclinic.com, diabetestreatmentclinic.com. And take a look, and you'll see, you know, some of the things that we do, we got science on there so that, you know, people can look at it, understand what's going on. And we're changing the way people are being treated for diabetes. For 40 years, they've done nothing different. They've always just said, take medication, watch your diet, exercise. That same 40-year period of time, diabetes has become a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up 500, 600, 700%. Wow. So it's not working what they've been doing, okay? And you know, you tell people to watch your diet, and guess what? Right. They watch their diet for about a week, and somebody puts a, you know, an ice cream in front of them, for
that's true.
And they go back. They're undisciplined, but this will give you the, you know, the fact of the matter is you feel better, and when you feel better, you know, that gives you motivation to continue
to right. believe.
Yeah, and like I said, we've had people. I had a lady come in there that she said, I haven't felt this good in 20 years. Mm. That's the first time my A1C has ever been under 14. It's now under 6.
Wow.
And, you know, she said, my fingernails are growing back. Because what we're actually doing is attacking the metabolic issue of diabetes. In other words, you know, our metabolism changes as we get older. That's why yes. we all get fatter when we get older, right? Because yeah. mm-hmm. we can't burn that food like we used to.
Right.
And the reason we can is because the cells don't get the food that they need. They need the sugar in the cell. And unfortunately, it doesn't get to the cell because the insulin's not there. And it starts running around in your body and turning into fat. Mm. And, you know, when the body goes after fat for energy, for sugar, mm-hmm. it creates inflammation. Inflammation is the root of all problems in the body.
Yeah.
So this treatment is really revolutionary. It's groundbreaking. And a lot of people...
What do you think?
No more sugar? No more sugar?
Oh, I can, you know, what's really interesting is I can eat sugar. I mm-hmm. just don't eat it like I used to, right?
Oh, you still can eat it.
I can eat sugar, yeah, because mm-hmm. my metabolism now mm-hmm. can handle it, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got a birthday cake, you know, go to a birthday party, I have a piece of birthday cake. What the heck?
Just limit it. Like,
I don't... Yeah. You know, my biggest problem is I used to, you know, snack a lot, you know,
right.
watching mm-hmm. football game and... You know, eating potato chips like popcorn, you know?
Right.
And that's not good for you. You gotta change your lifestyle. But I've lost 35 pounds.
Congratulations.
And I'm probably going to lose another 40 or 50, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because my metabolism now can handle, and it's burning the food that I eat instead of storing it as fat. So
yeah.
that's what our treatment has been able to do.
What do you think?
I think that's great.
And there's 70 clinics awesome. Throughout the United States.
70?
Actually, 70. We just turned over to 100 clinics, just over 100.
Right, and then there's he's opening up a second one in North Carolina.
Right, nice. They're opening up this week.
Right, so it's pretty successful there.
So only diabetic clients or people?
Well, it's interesting because mm-hmm. in California, uh-huh. we've got some clinics out there. People come in mm-hmm. because, you know, when your body's healthy, yeah. your body's designed to heal itself. You know, restore and heal itself. That's what the body's designed to do. But when your metabolism goes down,
mm-hmm.
so there are a lot of benefits, like hair grows back, your nails get better and thicker. Mm-hmm. You know, just it. So we've got some people in California that just cash pay to come in because their skin gets better, and you know because they're healthier. You know, mm-hmm. and the right. energy that they get is
wealth
what's
is health.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah.
Well, no, it's true. Without health, right? How do you can have all the wealth in the world, but really, more important than wealth is health.
That's yep. right.
You ask that guy on his dying bed, you know,
right?
What's the most important thing to him? You know, and sure as heck not going to work.
Do you know what they say to people right. that are asked that question? They'll say that not what they have accomplished, the regrets of things they didn't accomplish, is the number one answer they people get on their deathbed.
Mm.
Regrets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they guarantee like, they don't say, I wish I'd have spent more time at the office, you know?
Right.
So I wish more time with my family, you know, I wish I'd have been healthier.
Right.
Yeah, so thank you, and thank you for being on the show. Just,
thank you.
Just ask him one question, if you don't mind, and I'm going to get our next guest.
What? Now, where's your business located again?
Dunny? My business is located here in Clearwater, Florida.
In Clearwater.
Yeah.
Okay. How would somebody get a hold of you?
Well, my number is 727-336-7672. Again, my number is 727-336-7672. You can reach me there. Also, you can Facebook request me. It's actually my name. It's Nayo. It's spelled H-N-E, last name Y-U-O-H. So you can reach me on Facebook. And I have some pictures there and some work that I've done. I'm mixed with a little personal pictures, but, you know, I'm geared towards making that more of a business page and, you know.
So but I bet you appreciate a client, you know?
Oh, yeah, I do.
I do. I mean, I can feel it, you know? I bet you're sincere about doing a good job for them.
Absolutely.
And making them, you know, a client for a long time.
Yeah, because when you put your heart, your sweat into something, your blood sometimes, and it's something you know, you're definitely grateful for the people.
Right.
You know, you're definitely grateful for them. So, yes, that's how they can reach me. I do Pinellas County. I'm all over the place, so
Because you got a truck now instead of a bike.
I got a truck instead of a bike, so I can reach you. So it doesn't matter
what
distance.
That's an unbelievable story. That's right.
Yes, sir.
All right, one more time. 727-234-9100 for the diabetic clinic.
Mm-hmm. Right, and it's the best. And I'm a satisfied customer. Mm-hmm. The swelling on my feet went away. The neuropathy went away. And I have more energy. And that's the bottom line. It works.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It does work.
Okay, so
we're awesome. Thank you for being here, Bill.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, he does a great job.
Yo, right? Yeah,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, yo. Very good to have you here as well. Actually, we're going to take one short break and have the traffic report right now. Ready to go, Matt?
Right in the traffic.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
All right, how you doing, Tampa Bay? This is Magical Matt with the Cars Unlimited Auto Repair Traffic Report here on the BCC Coupon Book Radio Show on the Tantalk Radio Network. We got a couple of accidents to report on 275. There is a crash northbound by MLK that is causing slowdowns over there. There's also another crash closer towards the Clearwater side. It's still on 275. There's an accident being cleared out of the way right now at Lois Avenue, but it's causing backups at both spots, so be careful going through this area if you're driving on 275 at the moment. Over on this side of the bridge in Clearwater, there is rush hour traffic delays causing slowdowns on US 19, headed both down towards St. Petersburg and up towards Palm Harbor. Other than that, everything else looks good other than general slowdowns. And with your BCC Coupon Book Radio Show, brought to you by Cars Unlimited Auto Repair, it's Matt with the BCC Coupon Book Traffic Report.
Hi, this is Lizette LaForge of Beacon Windows. Are you tired of struggling with your sliders? Don't replace, refurbish. We keep you on track. Our business is on a roll. And I don't care what your problem is, I can get a handle on it. Not only do we make your sliders work nearly like new, but we also specialize in water intrusion when there's water sneaking underneath the track and maybe going to your neighbor below, or maybe you're being leaked on. So when you get a chance to give us a call, call us at 727-493-2644. Keep us in mind whenever your sliders are giving you any trouble. Beacon Windows, 727-493-2644 or www.sliderrepair.com. Don't replace, refurbish. SliderRepair.com, 727-493-2644, Beacon Windows.
Cars Unlimited Auto Repair, Pinellas County's number one full-service automotive repair shop. They specialize in brakes, tires, transmissions, tune-ups, alternators, and more. You can get a full synthetic oil change for $49.99 and a free 40-point inspection. Visit them online at carsunlimitedautorepair.com. Give them a call at 727-375-3499 or visit the shop at 12651 62nd Street in Largo, Cars Unlimited Auto Repair.
You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 US Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber Eats. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Welcome back to Tan Talk Radio Show, Tampa Bay. We actually have a few guests here today, and I want to, we have another guest, unfortunately, wasn't able to make it here in person, but she's on the line. Anne, are you on the line?
Hey, Angel, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Anne works for Mind, Body, and Soul Solutions. They actually are, she's going to share a lot what they do in the community. Of course, their mission is to help those with chronic illness and disabilities by providing them with vital information necessary to for medical supplies, modifications to enhance the quality of life. So I'm going to let you take it on, Anne, so tell us a little bit what you guys do and how they can reach out to you.
Thank you for having me. So we are Mind, Body, and Soul Solutions. We are based out in Central Florida, but we help everyone in Florida, and we're hoping to build out. We started in 2016 raising funds to become Mind, Body, and Soul Solutions. In 2021, we officially became Mind, Body, and Soul Solutions, and our goal is to help those with chronic illnesses and disabilities get information on getting doctors, wheelchair companies, therapy, and other options to make their life a little bit more beneficial, or not beneficial, healthier. We have helped people so far get adaptive bikes, seat covers, let me think, medical bags for their wheelchairs. We're hoping to get to where we can raise enough money so that we can do bigger projects for the community.
That's wonderful. So if they wanted to reach out to you to be able to help you with donations and support your efforts and your mission, what's the best number to reach you?
Anybody could call me at 386-960-4877.
Okay. And can you also provide your website information?
We don't have a website yet. Okay. But it is getting built. We run off of donations, so that's how we build our website and other things. However, they can find us on Facebook, and our page is called Mind, Body, and Soul Solutions for Chronic Illnesses and Disabilities. They can find us on a page and group. In the group, they can ask more questions and get more feedback from other individuals that are going through what they're going through. And hopefully they can find answers. If not, then we can go and explore further on getting the answers or supplies that they need.
Oh, that's perfect. Now, for those folks, my name is Angel Santiago. I'm the president and CEO of a company called R Community First, with the letter R, Community First. It's a resource directory for people that are in need, if you need any help whatsoever, for services like what Ann just mentioned, or if you need food, or you're looking for a job, or you're looking to buy a house. Just go into our site, to the community directory, type in what you need or want, and it will identify the nearest not-for-profit organization that is actually will be able to help you. So, Ann, thank you so much for being on the show. I do appreciate you sharing that information. Is there anything else you want to share with the listeners before we disconnect?
I just want them to know that they're not alone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Anne, thank you so much again. So for those folks, if you want to get more information about Mind, Body, and Soul Solutions, they're also on our directory. When you go to ourcommunityfirst.com, just type in Mind, Body, and Soul. We do have her Facebook linked off of our site, and some information about their services and all the wonderful things that they're doing. So I highly encourage you folks, definitely support a well worth cause like this. Okay, so Anne, thank you so much for calling in, and hopefully one day we'll get you here in person. Okay,
that That would be wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And we have some other guests here from Sunproof. So can you please provide your, what's your name?
Sure. Eric. Okay. Voorhees with Sunproof.
Okay.
And
are you the owner?
I am.
Okay, great. Okay.
Yep. So Sunproof was established in 1978, which is pretty cool. It's been around, obviously, well, 45 years this year.
Wow. That's basically my lifetime.
Wait, you just told me how old you are.
That's my secret, man. And you have some other guys here as well.
I do. We got Joey over here on the drums.
Okay, nice. Joey on the drums. Who's in the bass?
We got Mo on the bass.
And who's the backup?
And that's Lucy. She's on the keyboards.
There you go. So tell us, where are you guys located, and you know, what are some of your future plans? You did mention to me you're planning to do some other activities. I'll share with the
sure.
audience.
Yeah. We're at 1009 Court Street in Clearwater, directly across from Rita's Italian Ice. So while they're having their windows tinted or that bad tint removed, they can go over and get a Italian Ice. Or
what a great plug-in yeah. for them.
I know, yeah. I hope I can get a free one tomorrow.
Rita Ice, if you're listening.
Yeah, you owe me a couple.
So what do you, is it Joe, right?
Joey, yeah.
So Joey, what do you do for them?
I do all the window tint, cars, houses, buildings.
Here, speaking of the mic, so can you?
I do all the window tinting, cars and houses, mostly just the cars right
okay.
now. I moved here from Arkansas. Come work for him. Been doing that for 6 months now. We're getting through it.
So Bertini's not here. What did you want to work for this guy for?
I really just wanted to move the floor.
The truth comes out.
The truth is good, yeah.
So what got you into opening up a tinning business? Like this, were you exposed to that when you were younger? Or I mean, what inspired you to do
that? Sounds funny. Were you exposed when you were younger?
Yeah. You were hiding behind the shades.
My mom and dad wrapped me in tin. I was 7.
I knew there was
just
something.
Just trying to get over my fears. So I decided to open a window tint
phobia.
Business. Yeah. So in 1989, opened with my uncle a Magic car in Gulf to Bay and Keene, and then we got out, and then I ended up buying it back in 92 or 93, and then had a really great run and a lot of fun, met a lot of wonderful people in Clearwater, and made a poor decision. I sold it, and ever since then I wish I hadn't. And so now we're starting a new Magic car just a couple weeks just up the street from Sunproof on the corner of Missouri and Court.
Okay, and so in a couple of weeks you can open it up.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit what type of service you're gonna be having there.
A hand car wash.
Okay.
You got all these drive-through car washes popping up every few miles. You know, vacuum your own car and get a tunnel wash. But it's just not very good on the paint. We want to take care of our cars as expensive as they are right now. So mm-hmm. I'm happy to be bringing back a hand car wash, and then we're gonna offer window tinting, and ceramic coatings, you know, is a big deal these days. People are trying to do whatever they can to protect their cars. So ceramic coatings, window tinting, and Mo does an amazing job over here. He's been at it for 35 years. And so he goes out to the homes and commercial properties, does storefronts and everything, and all the things that I can't do.
They've been a lot of the schools all over the country also with the security film, been helping out with that to kind of help out with these school shooters.
Can we get you on the mic? Sorry, you can share the mic right there. There you go.
So yeah, we've been doing a lot of commercial applications of the window film and security and safety film for all the schools. The government has granted most every school system in the country to apply this film to kind of help out with the problems we've been having with the shooters. And the safety and security film will slow down a bullet, maybe help. They've done a lot of studies, the security film. It's also a hurricane film also. We can't call it hurricane proof, it's hurricane resistant.
Okay.
Especially in Florida, you gotta have that hurricane film.
That's amazing. I mean, yeah. You're doing so many different, obviously Sunproof has the talent, the years of experience, and money can't buy.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
Yeah, that's everything. I mean, it's these guys, I'm nothing without them. And I mean, Joey just does it. He shows up every day, and as any business owner, and especially in Florida, too many beaches. Too many beaches, too many bars. Joey shows up every day and just does a fantastic job. Today was awesome, and so hats off to these guys.
You know, what's interesting is that you mentioned going to these regular car washes. They call them like tunnels, right? That it does kind of beats up your car, right? Kind of elaborate a little more, like what are some of the advantages of having a hand wash versus car wash so that people can be more educated about it?
I mean, I hate to knock, you know, somebody else's thing, but I think it's a big property thing. They're popping up everywhere. But there are brushes that's how they clean your car, by beating the brushes against your car constantly, and they use a soap that half of it's all over the floor, so they're not spending any money, in my opinion, in a good pH balanced soap that's not going to strip the wax or sealant that you just put on your car or coating. And so a hand wash, we use two separate buckets, one for the lower part so you're not dragging dirt from the lower part to the top, and different mitts, and a mild soap that's not stripping any polish, keeping your finish nice. And then we hand towel dry everything, the door jams and so on, and we air blow everything out so when you drive down the road you don't have water spots all over the car. And so we wash your car like you would on a Sunday, but it takes us a half an hour.
Okay, so that's my next question. How long does it take?
Yeah.
So 30 minutes and down, so do they sit in the cars and wait if the car's on? Or
No, they just go into the lobby and hang out, watch a little TV, read a magazine, get on their phones, of course.
Okay. Play with Lucy.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
All right, right.
The dog, Lucy.
All right, so you know, so guys, you know, you guys are all listening. So if they wanted to, again, can you have, do you have a website at all built?
Yes, okay, sunproofwindowtinting.com. And I know there's a lot of people on the roads right now with some bubbly rear windows. Uh-huh. Every day I drive home, I see newer cars, and it's because they're using a lower end film. Mm-hmm. And when they do that, it bubbles the window. Then they got to peel it off, and they're taking the defrost with it, or they're scratching it off. We use a different process in removing that film. Mm-hmm. It's safe. So I would like to offer everybody a $100 deal. It's $100.
You guys hearing that? You said $100 deal, and this is recorded live. You can't go back.
We'll take all the bad. We'll take all that bad film off.
So how long is this promotion going to go for?
As long as they mention you guys, that's fine with me. They can come in. It's regularly $250 because you got to get every little speck of that glue off and all the seals and tracks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So wow, what a deal!
So you guys got to mention the BBC Brian Cashclaw show, and also if you mention our community first, he'll also honor it because I'm the co-host. So I'm definitely going to put you on our site for that. That's what I'm going to put on there for you. So
thank
that's going to promote your business. We all believe in economic development. I definitely wish you the best to grow your business where it was. You know, where it was before, even bigger, so you can hire more people in the community, and especially these talented gentlemen you have next to you. You're very blessed to have that.
That's for sure.
Because someone starting off with not having that type of experience, you're already like so far ahead of the game by having good people on board. Is there anything else you want to share with the community so they can, about your business or what things you have coming in, your upcoming projects or something like that? Or
no, maybe Joey's got something fun to say. I'm jealous. He gets out on the kayak. He's got a great dog too, and he's out in the town. Let's see. Okay. Maybe he's got something.
I'm just saying, we're blessed to have Eric. He's a great boss, great owner. He does what he's supposed to.
Okay.
It's great.
How long you been in Florida for?
6 months.
6 months.
Enjoying it? In March.
Anything exciting you've done in 6 months?
I just hit the ocean. As much
you
as
hit
I
the
can.
Ocean?
No.
You got to go. So we got 1 minute to go, guys. Again, thank you so much, guys, for listening in to Tan Talk Radio Show. Are we having go right ahead and go to the mic.
I just want
to
say something real quick about the residential
we got
film
1 minute.
That you can apply to your windows. A lot of people out there are replacing their windows in their homes and spending $30,000 and $40,000 on new windows. You can take your existing windows. We have a film to apply that comes with a manufacturer's lifetime warranty that will outperform any of those thermal, low E, all that stuff that they're selling you for probably 80% less than what you're going to spend on those windows on your home. And you get a tax credit every year.
What's your telephone number again?
727-446-1732.
All right, guys, you got the number, you got the savings. There's no reason why you shouldn't call, right?
Yep.
Best of luck with your business, guys. We're here to support you guys. And again, Tampa Bay listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. And we're back again Wednesday. Same bad time, same bad channel.
Same time, same place, same channel. Right here next week on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
There you go. Okay,
thank
bye-bye.
You.
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3.
Listen.